The morning was clear and growing warm as a group of about 50 bicyclists gathered in Santa Rosa's old courthouse square for a short but purposeful group ride. It was organized by the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition as a gesture of support for Steve Norwick, who was critically injured in a hit-and-run collision on Petaluma Hill Road last Friday morning. Sandra Lupien is a spokeswoman for the coalition.
We really wish for Steve's healing and recovery from the terrible crash Friday, and we're all going to ride from Courthouse Square to the County Superior Courthouse for the arraignment of Robert Cowart, who is the man who hit Steve and then fled from the scene of the accident.
But in the Superior Courtroom, later in the morning, the emotional dynamic of the case shifted. To the surprise of observers, Cowart needed assistance as he hobbled down the aisle to stand before Judge Robert LaForge. He appeared disoriented, partially disabled, and barely able to participate in the proceedings, as his attorney sought to fend off a requested increase in Cowart's $30,000 bail. The lawyer also cited a recent stroke suffered by Cowart in arguing he should be allowed to remain out of jail in order to continue getting medical care. When that request was granted, Cowart was helped into a wheelchair and, flanked by family members, departed without comment. The proceedings in the half-full courtroom were watched by a handful of cyclists, while outside, more of them stood quietly holding signs of support.
Just stand peacefully with signs. That's our only visible demonstration that we want to have today. We don't want chanting. We don't feel it's the appropriate time for that. It's just a matter of showing up for Steve.
The overwhelming desire of the group was to demonstrate their concern and support for Norwick, who remains in a coma at Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. But there was more to it as well, explained Tom Helm, the Bicycle Coalition's president.
These are cyclists and environmentalists, people that have known him a long time or people that don't know him, but we all feel it's important to come out and show support, partly because we're riding bicycles out there just like he was. And for me, I would like it to be part of the effort to help make the driving culture friendlier.
Many of the riders were friends, colleagues, or students of the newly retired Sonoma State Professor of Environmental Studies, but there were others, such as Mary Jean Stimson, who came out in a show of cyclist solidarity.
No, I don't know Steve, but I was hit by a car once too, so I know what he's going through. I was hit about 6 years ago. I was just a distracted driver, nobody really at fault. She didn't mean to come out and hit me.
Beyond the respect and affection the cycling community feels for Norwick, there was also something deeper fueling their outpouring of concern, anger, and support. Gary Helfrich, the coalition's executive director, traces that to a shared sense of vulnerability.
It's very rare that cyclists are actually hit from behind. That's what we fear the most. When you're on a busy road, you're just thinking that every car is going to be the one with your name on it. But really, this is so rare that when it does happen, it's utterly horrifying because it's our worst fear.
The group ride of support, Helfrich says, was also a way of keeping that fear in check.
One thing I know that Steve feels and his family has been adamant about is they don't want anybody to stop riding their bike because of this. The biggest thing that we can all do to support Steve is to keep riding.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.